getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hello, my name is Fred Williams. I am the lead pastor at Snohomish Community Church, located out in beautiful Snohomish, Washington. We'd love to have you come out and see us one day. I have the privilege of bringing a short devotional thought. In our church, we've been studying 1 Thessalonians, and we've found it to be a remarkable book. I think we can all agree as Christians that the primary objective accomplished that when a person gives their life to Jesus is that their name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Heaven is secured as their home. We know that that is the hope of the gospel. I mean, that's why Christ died. And while we wait for eternity, though, we're to live out our new birth together as Christians. This new birth, this life that God calls his followers to, is a wonderful life, way beyond what anything that the world offers. There's no doubt one of the biggest lies that Satan puts out there is that if you give your life to Christ, that you'll miss out on so much. That's just not true. And 1 Thessalonians really grounds the believer in that truth, that living this side of heaven, living while we wait for eternity, is a wonderful life. And so much of what that life looks like is defined for us, and that it happens within the confines of a local church. I have noticed for some time within the Christian world that there is an increased misunderstanding of a Christian's relationship to a church. And I think you can bottom line the misunderstanding this way. There just seems to be a growing belief among many Christians that church is optional. So strong is this current, a belief that sometimes teaching related to the importance of church is received as being legalistic or not relevant. But the New Testament would have us believe differently. Christians were not meant to function outside of an intimate relationship with a local assembly of believers. The bulk of the New Testament, beginning with Acts, is the testimony of the Holy Spirit putting new converts into the life of a local church, or watching the Holy Spirit move within the life of believers to do Christ's work in and from a local church. 9 of the 27 letters of the New Testament were written specifically to a local church family. Several other letters were written to pastors of local churches. I really believe that the New Testament teaches us that once a person gives their life to Christ, that God hardwires their soul to need a church. God gave the church to the Christian to aid them in living out their new life in Christ. And from the outset of the birth of the local church, Christians were there together, loving each other and growing together. We read in Acts chapter 2 that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship. We read in verse 44 of Acts 2, and all who believed were together. Verse 46, and day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes. There's no question that Luke includes this as an example for churches to follow. And by the time the second generation of Christians came around, there in the first century, we still read the same teaching. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25, let us consider how to stir up one another to love and to good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Church attendance and involvement is not just a good idea. It is a Christian's lifeline. We see the Greek word church found all over the New Testament. Specifically, we see it about 118 times, and all but just a few are referencing a local assembly. It is right and wonderful to be with Christians from all over the world and from other churches. Maybe Christians there on your street, or those that you visit in the workplace, or even out on the mission field. That is wonderful and great and blessed of God. But those sorts of relationships and associations are not meant to be a replacement of the biblical call that all Christians are to be functioning as part of a local body. We are all to be part of a local church family, and the importance of having a church family cannot be overstated.
You've been listening to Pastor Fred Williams from Snohomish Community Church. To find out more about the church, visit them online at wearescc.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.